am your beloved Count Olaf.
Unfortunately for the Baudelaire orphans, Jim Carrey is their ghastly guardian in Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks Pictures' new movie, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
You'll like Count Olaf even though you're supposed to hate him.
Family ties are behind his scheming obsession with the orphans, but to the Count's twisted mind, it's all relative.
Shall we take a look?
To Count Olaf, the Baudelaire children are the door to his fortune, to his future, to his self-promotion. So, you know, they are things to him. They're not human.
Count Olaf is trying to get our fortune.
Goodbye, kids.
His motivations are questionable. He's much more interested in the family fortune left behind by the Baudelaires than, frankly, becoming a good new father. Because he's creepy.
While Carrey and the Count share a flair for the dramatic,
the villain's like this huge drama queen.
This big screen bad guy falls flat when it comes time to perform.
He wants to be an actor, he's an aspiring actor, and he's horrible.
Wait, let me do that one more time. Give me the line again.
He's a disgruntled actor and neurotic, so he resets himself in the middle of life. He'll say, cut, back to one, you were over there.
I'm going to get you no matter where you go, no matter what you do, I'll find you.
But no matter how despicable Olaf can be, you'll love watching his every evil antic.
Take them, Mr. Poe.
First of all, it's Jim Carrey. So, like, while he's the bad guy and essentially, like, a villain, the horrible person, he's, like, hilarious.
He's done a really great job. Crazy, crazy funny guy.